from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Matt Perino covers the Buffalo Bills for the Syracuse Post-Standard, always joining us on a Tuesday to talk some Buffalo Bills with camp tomorrow. Matt, I want to know first and foremost what you're looking forward to watching, and you can't say the wide receiver battle.
That's a great question. You know, it's kind of under the radar, and it's not like, you know, a headline grabber, but I'm really interested in Dwayne Carter, the interior defensive lineman. Like, I want to see him when the pads come on. You think about where one of the strengths of the Buffalo Bills team is at. And I think you can make an argument that, you know, McGovern, Edwards, Osiris Torrance on the interior, when Carter gets a chance to go up against that line, two of the three are returning starters. Edwards started for a Super Bowl team a couple of years ago. We're going to learn a lot about him. And he's so vital to their defense. Like, their defensive line is one of the most important storylines we're tracking. You talk about the interior being the group that really could help solidify that unit with some questions on the edge. To me, Carter is the key to keeping Ed Oliver fresh all season long. And he's going to be that backup three technique. I feel like that position has been the one that the Bills have been looking to find for years with free agents, right? Like, they've added guys like Tim Settle, you know, Jordan Phillips they brought back, who could kind of be a quasi three tech nose tackle. Now they've invested a day two pick in a guy that they're going to develop. He's pro ready. I want to see what that looks like when the pads come on.
Yeah, so many storylines that we'll be seeing tomorrow. One of them, Matt, and again, I don't know how to judge what we see out of some of these players that have been dinked. You know, Matt Milano right at the top of the list. What about Von Miller, who, you know, certainly is battling back? How do we evaluate tomorrow, this week, these veterans? Because sometimes, whether it's McDermott or any other coach, they'll slow play this. So what are your thoughts here on Von Miller, Matt Milano, and some of the other guys that are returning here from injury?
Yeah, I mean, as much as Matt Milano did in the spring, if he rolls out there tomorrow and he's participating in team drills, like all go, I would be surprised. I still think that there might be some work off to the side. But if he's there, I think that if you're a Bills fan, you're excited about that, because he's not only on schedule, maybe even a little bit ahead of schedule, and a better chance to have him ready for week one. And that the excitement around him and Bernard, I mean, it's so high. I mean, people around the league are talking about this tandem. And then with Von Miller, you know, I don't think there's any restrictions on him. Like, I think that we're going to see him, and I think it's going to be evaluating him every day like we did in 2022 when he first got here. Like, is he that guy again? The Bills kind of have constructed their roster to the point where they need him to be. There's a bunch of guys, especially on the offensive side, that have been a little bit dinged up in the spring. You know, Khalil Shakir left to practice late. Ty Johnson and Ray Davis weren't participating for, I think, 2 weeks of OTAs and then minicamp. You know, that's I put out five position battles that we're watching, tracking here, and one of them was running back two. You know, Ray Davis has got to stay healthy if he wants to stay in that race, because Ty Johnson looked really good down the stretch last year, already kind of has a head start in this offense, although they've tweaked it a little bit and obviously a lot of new concepts. But yeah, across the board, especially with all the new pieces that are in there, the best chance you have at winning some of these battles is staying out there.
Matt, preview the safety battle for us. It'll look different this year because we won't see Poyer. We won't see Hyde. You've got the rookie in Bishop. You've got a new face in Mike Edwards. You've got Taylor Rapp, who appears to be the incumbent. You have DeMar Hamlin hanging around. And, oh, by the way, Micah Hyde hasn't officially retired from the NFL. How do you see all of this playing out in that Sean McDermott secondary?
Yeah, I think you lay that out right and well. I think Taylor Rapp is the guy that is going to be the safety one on this team. They gave him a 3-year deal, $10.5 million, half of that's guaranteed. They like what they saw of him last year. He started 4 games. They got a sample size. They know that they could be versatile with him. He could play in the box. He played that dime role last year. Next to him, when Sean McDermott was asked about Rapp and you know the leadership role that potentially he's taking, the next guy he mentioned in that same answer was Mike Edwards. So I think that he's the odds-on favorite as we break camp to be that second safety. He projects into that Micah Hyde role. He played big-time snaps for the Kansas City Chiefs last year in the Super Bowl and a couple years ago in the Tom Brady Buccaneers Super Bowl for that team. So he's got playoff experience. He probably part of the reason he wanted to sign here was a chance to earn a starting spot. And the tough part for Cole Bishop is getting up to speed fast enough to really get in the mix in this competition. And, you know, we'll be tracking it when you're out there at practice. Where is Cole Bishop? Does he line up on the second team? Does he line up on the third team? Like you mentioned, DeMar Hamlin. If Mike Edwards is healthy, where does that put all these guys? I expect Bishop to be on the second team, and then we'll kind of track it to see if he gets bumped up to the first at some point, maybe starts to outplay some guys. The thing that he has going for him is the size and the athletic profile that I don't think a lot of these other guys have. So if he can flash some of that, make some plays, show that it's not too much for him, that and who knows, like in these 6 weeks between mini camp and training camp, if these guys can, you know, show that they're in the meeting rooms, they're doing the Zoom calls, they're talking to their coaches, they're learning the system, and they come out and show real progress, that to me is where I feel like you take the biggest jump. And the guy that reminds me the most of a situation like that was Osiris Torrance last year. Remember, everybody had Ryan Bates as the guy that was winning that job when we started training camp, and Torrance shut that thing down pretty quickly. I think he jumped to the first team within the first 4 or 5 days, and it was all but over.
Yeah, we're talking to Matt Perino, Syracuse Post-Standard, Shout Podcast. He's going to be coming into town doing an appearance. We'll tell you a little bit about that as well. Matt, as far as players on this roster, I can only come up with one. The variance being, you know, if everything goes right, he could be a starter. Maybe he doesn't make the team. I put DeMar Hamlin into that category just because, well, last year you couldn't see enough. There is competition. If special teams is the tiebreaker, maybe they like Cam Lewis better than that. But give us your thoughts here on DeMar Hamlin, because last year I kind of view that as we need to just kind of get him right. And now it's about football, and it's a cruel business, but your thoughts on Hamlin and his chances of making and contributing for this team?
The reason I think that he's pretty close to a lock for me to make the roster is because he has more snaps in this defense under Sean McDermott than the rest of the safeties on the roster combined. He played almost 1,000 2 years ago. And I know what happened 2 years ago in the against Cincinnati, and I know that last year was a lot of first getting back in the right spot, but by all accounts, you know, he's back. He's had a great spring. He's looked explosive. He's looked fast. He made a couple plays in the spring, and it's just going to be about adding on to that. And I think he's a guy that plays special teams. He's always been willing to do that. And I think in a pinch, without Micah Hyde here and not knowing what that truly that conversation is like behind closed doors, or even what the Bills, how they view it, he's always in kind of their back pocket, but maybe it's more of like a November, December call than it is an August call. If you don't like what's going on early on with these safeties, giving them a chance to get into the season, seeing what you have. And I think having DeMar Hamlin is a little bit of a safety net because you know what this looked like with him back there. And if everything is checking out athletically, you know, physically, all those kinds of things, then I think he's an asset. And I've liked his mentality too. Like sometimes, you know, first of all, that instance that what happened to him in Cincinnati, it's unprecedented, right? To come back from that, to have that happen, and of course on such a big stage and everything like that. But it's like the mentality to fight through all of it last year, all of the first, and then come back refreshed this year. Like he's attacking every day and every practice so aggressively. I like the spot that he's in, and I think that he's in a really good spot to make a run at the roster.
All right, we do have to talk about the thing that I think will get the most eyeballs at training camp, and that's the wide receiver battle, Matt. I mean,
you told me not to talk about it.
I said I didn't want to hear about it right off the top, but I think I know where your head is at with this as far as who you have is in your locks to make the final 53. I've got at least four of these guys that I feel like are going to make the team. You might be higher on Mac Hollins. I want to see it. You got the chance to see him during the offseason. You know my thoughts on Chase Claypool, pretty well documented. Break it down. How do you think these final two positions, two or three positions at wide receiver, get filled out here when we finally get to see these guys starting tomorrow?
Yeah, right. Like you got the top three there in Shakir Samuel and Keon Coleman. I think Coleman's going to get pushed a little bit. Like, you know, if you think about it, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, he's been a guy that's been a starting receiver in this league for many years, played with elite quarterbacks. I don't know if he's a true boundary X receiver in terms of what they're going to ask Keon to be, but he's going to push him, I think, in camp for those snaps. He's going to have to earn it. He's going to have to show that he can be in the right spot, his blocking assignments he understands, and that's an area of Valdes-Scantling's game that's pretty good. The Mac Hollins piece is, listen, I think everything that you get from him in the offense as a receiver is a bonus. I think he's a leader. I think they love him in the room as a veteran that's been in a bunch of different locker rooms. And if you go back to his one season where he really excelled, you know, there's a little bit of juice in there. Like, I think playing with an elite quarterback like Josh Allen, you know, you're going to get the best version of Mac Hollins. And I think that's why I'm a little bit more bullish on Chase Claypool in that spot as well. The wild card to me is KJ Hamler, because we saw the big time potential of what he can be on that 150 yard bomb in minicamp week, and it was from Josh Allen, and he is, when he was healthy as a second round draft pick, he can do a little bit of everything. You can line him up on the boundary, he can run out of the slot. He's almost like a little bit more of a seasoned boundary guy than Curtis Samuel, even. If you go back and look at Samuel's history, he's played predominantly slot since 2020. But in 19, Samuel played, I think it was like 65-35 on the boundary for the Carolina Panthers before Brady got there. So he has a little bit of that in his bag. Hamler, I don't know if he's ever been that high, but he can do it. And I think that when he won on that route, he was either on the boundary or running a similar route that got him there. So I'm very interested to see what Hamler looks like, and it's almost like we've gotten to the point in the summer where Shorter and Shavers, who we were talking so much about pre-draft, have kind of fallen to the back of the race here, and I think both of those guys have a very upward trajectory towards making the 53 because, you know, there's so many veterans ahead of them, and there's some issues. I mean, I was unimpressed with Shorter's hands during the spring. He'll have to demonstrate consistency in that part of his game. And then, you know, Shavers, it was more so just a lack of explosive plays. And that could change this week, right? We get the pads on in a couple days. He goes out there and makes a play or two and completely changes the conversation. So that's what this part of the season is for. All the talking and all the projecting is about done, and we're going to get some real stuff to talk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Talk about over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it's finally talking football with Matt Perino. Camp players reporting today, first practice being tomorrow. Another storyline I'm sure that you and others are going to be looking at here. The two new coordinators. I'm calling Brady a new coordinator because he wasn't in this position last year. But Bobby Babbage, how does he kind of take over? At what point, if at all, does Sean McDermott kind of hand over the reins? Matt, I'm just curious to see how McDermott last year, this time McDermott was actually had his sleeves up on that side of the defense. Now, does this allow McDermott to do some other things? What about that that storyline entering camp here?
Yeah, it's never been like this with two super green coordinators. And I guess you can't really call Brady green because he had this opportunity in Carolina. You know, he's had it here now. He had the it all thrown on him in an interim basis, and now he's coming in as a full OC, but they're still very young coordinators. When Ken Dorsey took over, you had Ken Dorsey the first time OC, but Sean McDermott still had Leslie Frazier running the defense, you know, a very seasoned guy before that, obviously Frazier and Dable. So this is uncharted territory. And to your question, like, how soon does Babbage get the green light to take over? I don't know. I think that they're going to have to battle it out, and he's going to have to prove it a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if one of the marquee attractions of this training camp is watching Brady and Babbage duel it out in the 11-on-11 periods and seeing how Babbage does in those spots and how the defense performs with maybe him calling the defense. And does he give Handham over the reins in the first preseason game? In the second preseason game, to me, that's even more interesting because you'll have the starters playing for at least a quarter in that game, and that's when you can get a real sense of what it's going to be like on game day. So I think this thing is going to go all the way up until that point. I think Sean McDermott is going to avoid paying himself into a corner with any kind of decision. And it's going to be fluid too. It can be fluid. Maybe they arrive on something where we get to the season and McDermott's to the point where it's like, yeah, I'm going to let Bobby call the defense until we reach a point in the game where I feel like I have to take it over. He's done that in the past. And maybe as Bobby's getting kind of used to that, I don't know if it's ideal, but that could be something where maybe they arrive on something like that. I don't know.
And Matt, I feel like we've scratched the surface and we could continue to just go through and talk player by player, position by position. I know it's not the sexiest of position groups, but the offensive line is going to look different this year. No Mitch Morse, obviously. Another guard starting this to Deion Dawkins. He's never had a guard start a season, for consecutive seasons through his career. So David Edwards now in that role. And the guy that I think the glue that holds all of it together is Aaron Cromer, who is probably a pretty significant resource for Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator. Talk a little bit about what our expectations should be with that offensive line, an offensive line that stayed healthy last year and did a really good job.
Yeah, I don't know if you can have the expectation that they'll be as healthy as they were a year ago. Right. I mean, that was, you go and look at, I pulled up some PFF advanced stats the other day, and 12 offensive linemen played 950 or more snaps last year. 12, five of them were the Bills starting offensive line. So just think about that. Only 7 offensive linemen in the league played as many snaps as the Bills. Each of the Bills starters. It was unprecedented. So I don't expect that to happen again. But to your point, yeah, Cromer's huge for this offense, the running game. I think you can attribute a lot of the success there last season to his influence in that part of things. And across their line, to bring back the continuity of 4 or 5 starters, I know it's going to be a big departure from what they've had there in Mitch Morse. And in a sense, even though Connor McGovern's played the position before, it's a little bit of an unknown. So it's hard to project what that's going to look like. But I think that there is a veteran on his left side in Edwards, and I think that's a benefit for Dawkins as well. You're not having to onboard a rookie like, you know, Mitch Morse talked about bringing on Osiris Torrance last year. He was so good and probably more advanced than most rookies, but there's just those rookie moments, especially as you go through the season. I think if you're getting an uptick from Torrance at right guard, you got Spencer Brown in his fourth year and now kind of a quasi-veteran in a contract year. There's really, you look across that offensive line and there's none of that having to deal with young player mistakes. Now, you know, Torrance isn't going to be perfect, but if he makes the jump to like borderline Pro Bowl level and you get the kind of play from Edwards that you saw in LA a couple years ago and everything else is the same, you're talking about one of the most cohesive and maybe the best offensive lines in the league, especially in the run game, which I think is so important to helping Josh Allen in this passing game as they kind of onboard all these new players.
You know, we're talking to Matt Perino, Syracuse Post Standard Show podcast. We're coming up on the year anniversary, Matt, in danger for that matter, August 7th, 2023. Matt, you know what happened that night? You were introduced to our finest cuisine here in Rochester.
Boy, here we go.
No, like look, Talbot says he's boy. In. Like, so are you, okay, A, Gene, I'll try it again. B, you know what, Talbot's in. I'm going to come, but I'm not going to eat this year, but you and Ryan knock yourself out, and I'll be there for the camaraderie. Or C, no, I'm out altogether here. Matt, what do you think here? Because we're going to set this up with Talbot.
I'm somewhere in between A and B. And I think what's going to happen is I'll commit to the outing, but I'm going to play it by ear when it comes to actually ingesting any of that stuff. So let's see. We'll see what we do pregame. Maybe we get a couple of drinks in us, and I'm feeling a little bit froggy. But even still, I might have, you know, memories the last year and might not be able to do it. But we'll see. Anything's possible in the Rock during training camp.
We have to really strategize here, Gino, because I mean, think if we had a flaw in our strategy last year, and Perino, you know,
well, because he's coming off the appearance.
Yeah,
there.
Playing with his food there when we were getting the garbage plate, and I can't blame the guy. He was just at wing, you know, had wing nuts served to him during his live pod. Now you guys are doing that again this year, correct? Same location there on Park Avenue.
Yeah, same location, August 4th. It's going to be an all-day event. So if you're going out to practice, we'll be heading over there around 2 p.m., a couple hours after. Get yourself, you know, a little break in between being out in the sun, and then we're just going to be hanging out on the patio inside. They open up that whole area there outside of Dorado. Wingnuts is coming, and they're bringing double the amount of wings last year.
There you go.
So there's no chance of them running out. I think they went through like 1,600 wings last year, and they're going to double that this year to make sure everybody can try the greatness that is Wingnuts.
Yeah, see, I went to Matt's. Now, this was going not this past April, but before, and I can say those wings are good. How, I just said hot, like where on the level of hotness would you recommend here, Matt? Like give us kind of your scouting report there.
Your go-to from Wingnuts. Yeah.
So they have, I think they have like 15 to 20 flavors. The wing nuts flavors are three different ones. So there's signature, their wing nuts medium, and then their wing nuts hot. The wing nuts medium is hotter than most hots, and like the hot is like a suicide type of wing. So I think you want to kind of stay away from that unless you really got that kind of game, and not everybody does, and that's okay. And then they have buffalo specific sauces. So if you're more of a traditional buffalo wing kind of guy or gal, you can ask for like a buffalo mild, medium, or hot, and those are more of your typical wings. And then they have all these fun flavors like a sriracha barbecue, a honey mustard, lemon pepper. There's all different kinds of stuff. It's a smorgasbord. It's a wonderful time.
Love it. Can't wait for it. And in less than 24 hours, you'll see our smiling faces. They're standing around waiting for Sean McDermott to crack a mic. Matt, it's that time of year. We're excited for it. Looking forward to seeing you and seeing you. We'll share a turkey burger in the media cafeteria tomorrow. What do you say, pal?
Sounds great to me, boys. Can't wait.
Thanks, Matt.
Matt Perino, covering the Bills for the Syracuse Post-Standard, stopping by the sports bar, giving us a little preview of what he's looking forward to seeing at Bills training camp starting tomorrow.
Yeah, it's interesting how I Am I off thinking that, like, DeMar Hamlin really has to earn a spot on this team?
Well, I think if you listen to the coach and believe what the coach says, everybody has to earn a spot, right? We also heard Matt Parrino say, look, Keon Coleman's not guaranteed anything as far as playing time, and he's got Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who could be that boundary guy that Coleman maybe was drafted to be. But he's gonna have to earn it. Anybody's gonna have to go out
there
and earn
it. Well,
you
know, you look at Sean McDermott with rookies, and you know, Tre'Davious White being like, they were barren of talent. Really, they were when McDermott came in. So I put that to the side. But even last year, like, Dalton Kincaid, they barely used him in the month of September. Look where they ended up. So that's also part of this. But on the other hand, he brought up Osiris Torrance. He was fantastic last year in camp and was a big contributor right out of the gate.
And even with, if you look back at Trey White's history, I mean, like, yeah, he was out there right away. But it wasn't great right away.
No, it goes kind of a little bit, I guess, with the position. But, yeah, there were some games that were like, ooh, that yeah, doesn't look good.
It wasn't great right away. So, you know, what's your risk versus reward in terms of, you know, giving a rookie that kind of playing time or giving somebody who's been around like Hamlin that kind of playing time, knowing that there might be a liability to that action or there might be guys better suited to be playing in that role? I do like the point, though, that he has more familiarity with that defense than anybody else in that secondary, that he's played more of those snaps than anybody. So he can kind of play the role of that field general if needed, that is left now with both Hyde and Poyer moving on. Great stuff from Matt Parrino. It all gets underway tomorrow. We will be live from St. John Fisher starting at 3 o'clock. Reports and updates throughout the day as well here on The Fan Rochester. Mentioned Sean McDermott. He'll speak to the media tomorrow before practice. That's right around 8:30 or so. So we'll have plenty of thoughts on what the Bills head coach has to say if you're listening to the Sports Bar this time tomorrow. On the way, we've got more in the Sports Bar. And Gino, I know that you obsess over the bets that you and I make, the friendly wagers that we have, and there's one that's been weighing on you heavily because it's
going to be a continual storyline, and I guess anytime I hear an expert that's going to say something in my favor, I'm going to point this out. So I've got that coming up, and also, what is the sporting event for people who don't like sports?
Oh, my daughter's excited to watch the Olympics this weekend.
That would be it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So actually, I have a take on the sporting event for people who don't like sports.
I know that we're probably a month or so away from our bold predictions show for the 2024 NFL season. I'm going to sprinkle one out there. Maybe this makes the cut, maybe it doesn't. And you might hear it and be like, that's not even bold. I don't know. I've got a couple, actually, that I want to share next.
You can fine-tune. You can use these as warm-ups before we actually nail down our bold prediction.
Okay. Well, the thing with me is when I hear something and it sticks and it resonates with me, it's hard for me to let go or fine-tune. I'm like, nope, that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is what is going to happen with a specific team in the AFC. We will get to that and more next, and we have time for your calls if you want to pull up a stool. That number is 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.